Chapter 24. Evan reached the house first. He had run so fast, his lungs felt as if they were about to burst.
"What are you going to do?"
Andy called, following close behind.
"I don't know," Evan replied.
He grabbed on to the screen door and propelled himself into the house.
"Aunt Catherine!"
Evan screamed, bursting into the living room. The enormous glob filled the center of the small room. The Baymer twins were outlined in its side as it bounced and quivered, oozing over the carpet, leaving its sticky footprints in its path. It took Evan a few seconds to see his aunt. The bouncing hunk of monster blood had backed her against the fireplace.
"Aunt Catherine, run!"
Evan cried, but even he could see that she had nowhere to run.
"Get out of here, kids!"
Catherine cried, her voice shrill and trembling, suddenly sounding very old.
"But, Aunt Catherine..."
"Get out of here, now!"
the old woman insisted, her black hair wild about her head, her eyes, those blue penetrating eyes, staring hard at the green glob as if willing it away. Evan turned to Andy, uncertain of what to do. Andy's hands tugged at the sides of her hair, her eyes wide with growing fear as the seething green glob made its way steadily closer to Evan's aunt.
"Get out!"
Catherine repeated shrilly.
"Save your lives! I made this thing, now I must die for it!"
Evan gasped. Had he heard correctly? What had his aunt just said? The words repeated in his mind, clear now, so clear, and so frightening. "I made this thing. Now I must die for it."